Country music is having a momentous day. It is a really big day for country music. And I have to say, all in all, I am proud of our country music brethren. You know, you and I have been in radio and in music for a very long time. And I love when an entire industry gets together and shows support for the people they should support, because you and I know, like, in this industry, people have not been treated well for a very long time, and that's completely changed. And today is a prime example. All right, so the first thing that happened is, do you know the Osborne Brothers?
No.
Huge country music duo. TJ Osborne, one of the brothers, had done this whole huge article for Time magazine, and in Time magazine, he decided to come out. He came out as gay in the Time magazine article.
The country guy?
Yeah, the country guy came out as gay. But here's the thing. So he's out to his friends. He's out to his family. He's been out for a long time. This is not new information to everyone around him. But he hasn't come out officially to his fans and decided to do it in this Time magazine article.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Time magazine article, then he got on his Instagram and he said this.
Hey, so I'm going to take a second and talk about an article that I just recently did that I'm very proud of. The link is in my bio. If you haven't read it, it's kind of important you do. Otherwise, this message is out of context and it's, quite frankly, just random. So anyhow, I just wanted to say that I'm very proud to put this out there. I want to let you all know that I've gotten to know me over the years, that the person you know is me, and now you just know more about me.
Okay, see, and that's why he's saying, if you didn't read the article and if you don't follow me and don't know my story, none of this is going to make sense to you. So that's why I had to explain it. So it's a really, really big deal, and everybody is just showing so much support. His best friend is Casey Musgraves. She came out and she tweeted and just said, you know, I'm so proud of him. He's my best friend. This is such great news. And I mean, it blew up on Twitter. Like, everybody is just so happy and so proud of him, and just everything about, like, if you think about country music, the history it has, you know, and like, imagine you're young and growing up and that's your environment and you can't come out to your parents because they're not down with that, you know? And now here's TJ Osborne, this basically country music, he's a huge superstar, coming out as gay. I mean, a young fan. This is going to be really empowering. Like, this is a really big deal. And the entire country music industry and Reese Witherspoon have all shown huge support for TJ Osborne. Everyone is sending him all these messages of love and support and how inspiring he is. So it's a big day.
So were people surprised, or was it like when Freddie Mercury came out, we went, yeah, okay, we understand. You know, when George Michael came out, we went, we know, you know,
right.
Was he one of these people where you go, yeah, I get it. Or you go, wow, that's surprising.
If anyone's surprised, nobody's saying it. They're all just saying, you know, mad respect. So happy. Yay. Perez Hilton has a video of himself just like, woo, woo. You know, clapping his hands and getting really excited. So it's just been 100% support. So if anyone's surprised, they haven't shown it or said it.
Yeah, like when Ricky Martin came out, we were like, yay.
Yay, happy for you.
Yeah, big surprise.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't
But I
know.
Think, you know, but see, here's the lesson. When somebody comes out, your response should not be, duh. Your response should be, I'm so happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, because then it makes them feel stupid, like you've known all along and they had no idea.
I'm going to be interested in seeing 5 years down the road what it does for his career, if it helps his career or if it hurts his career.
It's not going to hurt his career. It's not going to have any impact whatsoever.
It's country, though. I mean, if this is pop.
No, that's my point, that country music is not the country music that you think it is. This is a good example of how country music is completely changing. Mm-hmm. The fact that a major star can come out as gay and everyone's like, yeah, right on. You know, I went and looked through all the comments and not one person was negative. Not one person said anything derogatory. I didn't find one homophobic thing. It was all like, right on, brother. Good. I'm so happy for you. Like, love you. Much love to you. It was, mm-hmm. it was, it's momentous. It's a big deal in the world of country music. And here's the second thing that happened in country music that also shows how that genre and that format is not your grandpa's country music. So Morgan Wallen, he's another country superstar, 27-year-old asshole. He's the one that was supposed to be doing SNL, and they banned him because he was like seen out at like a maskless party. He doesn't wear a mask. He's sort of like, I don't know if he's a COVID denier, but that was the rumor about him. And he's like out partying without masks. And SNL was like, no, we had rules. We told you goodbye. So that was the end of him. So that was the first thing that you're like, oh, this guy, maybe not such a nice guy. It came out that he was out with some friends. There's a whole video of it. And he just started using the N-word. Like yelling at black people and using the N-word. But like so comfortably rolling off his tongue, you know. And so, of course, you know, he did the mea culpa. I'm so sorry. It was so inappropriate. But everyone in country music was like, you know what? He's been speaking that way for a long time. We all know this about him. I'm so happy that it's finally on video, so there's proof. You know, so not only is he completely canceled, but his label,
his record company dropped him. Every major radio station group dropped him overnight.
That's right. They dropped all of his music. iHeart, Cumulus, all the big radio companies said, we're never playing your music again. And then here's the statement that his record label put out. In the wake of recent events, Big Loud Records has made the decision to suspend Morgan Wallen's recording contract indefinitely. Republic Records fully supports Big Loud's decision and agrees such behavior will not be tolerated.
And so, up until this point, he was one of the biggest single-selling country artist right now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, last week, he sold more country singles than I think anybody in history. And in one day, he destroyed his whole career.
Well, that's the thing. It's not in one day. Apparently, so if you look at some of the tweets, Maren Morris, she said, it actually is representative of our town because this isn't the first scuffle. And he didn't just demolish a huge streaming record last month regardless. We all know this wasn't his first time using that word. We keep them rich. We keep them protected at all costs with no recourse.
Said this before, and he still sold all these records, but it was until this latest one where everybody went, whoa, dude, hold on, wait. You're out of control.
Yeah, because it was pretty nasty. Yeah. Mickey Guyton, who is black and a black country star, her latest single, in fact, is called Black Like Me. She said, I question on a daily basis as to why I continue to fight to be in an industry that seems to hate me so much. But then I realize there's a new artist of color, all bright-eyed and excited to be in this industry. And finally, Kelsey Ballerini said, the news out of Nashville tonight does not represent country music. And I think that's an important statement. She said a lot more things than that, but that's a very important statement because it doesn't represent country music. That's not what country music is anymore.